Hi, welcome to Korean Drama's First Meetings and Last Goodbyes. This is our first meeting with Shooting Stars. It was fun.
It was fun. We were actually looking forward for a light, breezy, fun show since Business Proposal ended.
Yeah, Business Proposal and Forecasting Open Weather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Workplace fun times. That's all we're looking for.
Also, you know, we do love celebrity stuff and K-pop. And
I mean, it's definitely, it's always, especially being in American entertainment, it is always that thing of like, you can all relate to everyone having to dance around the celebrity scandals in the room, aka you could lose your job thanks to someone beating their girlfriend in, well, I won't say where. But yeah, you know, we've all had to deal with issues where it's like, oh, your
celebrities are crazy, but that cannot get out to the public.
Yes, you cannot tell the public this. And your whole department was fired because of this, but you can't tell anyone why you lost your job.
It seems like the two leads are going to have great chemistry.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're both hot. We've seen them be hot in other shows and very funny and good actors. So I think together, they'll work really well.
I like how we just like, they're both hot, so therefore they have great chemistry.
I mean, they're also funny and good actors.
Yeah, I like I mean, I've seen them before in comedic roles, so I think they can definitely pull off comedic chops. And plus, based on the brief little scenes we've seen them together in the first episode, yeah, it'll be fun. We'll see where things are going to go. Okay, so let's talk about the literal elephant in the room. The thing about Africa.
Yeah.
Where it was like, I get that it's completely racist, actually.
Yeah. It's kind of a problem, you know, American TV has been struggling with, where it's like, you show a character being racist, and that's like, because that character's bad, you know? That character's a bad person, secretly, because they did a racist thing. But it's like, yeah, but you're still showing this racist thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, this is why it's tricky. Like, I think... This is, again, it's like a tricky thing because it's just, there's just, we are here in 2022 with what we have. But I think the fact that the actor in question was being portrayed to be kind of like self-serving douchebag, like the fact that he like used Africa to like as a self-serving, like, oh, look at me, I'm such a good person, oh, you guys think I'm a good person now, huh? Like, I think it was a little bit meta and tongue-in-cheek.
I agree with that. Yeah,
so looking at the whole context, it didn't feel, it wasn't like they thought he was a good person for helping poor people in Africa digging up a well. They made it very clear they have nothing but disdain for him. So, you know.
Yeah. And, like, he didn't even...
Do anything. Yeah. So, it's like, okay. He has a few redeeming moments with a child anytime. This is why I joke about this. It's like, we see this on Return of Super all the time. Like, celebrities who have major scandals later on, we find out, but are so cute with kids. So, for me, it didn't... I mean, yes, it wasn't... Maybe not the best execution of it, but I do think because the character himself is meant to be kind of like, it's like this happened a while back in, I would say, like earlier 2000s, 2010s with the K-pop industry, where everyone was going to volunteer in like Africa. Seriously, it was just like a thing that people did. I don't know.
Just to show how good they are.
Yeah. Like in high school, if you wanted to go to college, you had to go be part of National Honor Society and do some canned food drive. Like, and they didn't care. It was just like, oh, your agency sent you to Africa. Go. So I think in spirit of the kind of like fake charity thing that...
The dumb shit celebrities do for good
media
PR.
Play charity, I think that made sense. It's just like, you get it. This is Africa. Okay, go.
The other thing, there was only like one poop joke. We didn't like it. But, however, the title has a poop joke, so we were like expecting it.
Yeah.
And I think it did like push the story forward to show how much she's like sacrificing her health for her job. So I thought it was, you know, if you're going to have a poop joke, it should actually contribute to the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of poop jokes either, but this one, so far it's just been one. And it did help the plot move forward, so I've accepted it.
There were a lot of fun moments in the show.
I love that we see our two main characters interact through flashbacks, even if we don't actually see the main character, the male lead, come in until the very end of the episode.
That's true, yeah. He was definitely, like, because a big problem a lot of, like, rom-coms have is, like, they don't even show the male lead until the very last scene. And like, then, he was in the whole episode, the whole pilot.
And I really got a good sense of his character just from that.
Yeah, you already know the conflict between them.
Yes.
Going in. So it felt like, oh, this is going to be good. Ready for episode two.
You're so excited for them to finally meet. And it's great. Like, you get a clear sense of both these characters and not just their dumb childhood selves. No offense. I'm so done with episode one. They're children. What? Why am I watching this?
It kind of reminded... Well, definitely it reminded us of, like, Producers, the show from a couple years ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially with the character Cindy. I mean, that's part, like, the main thing is Cindy being one way to the public and another way behind the scenes.
Yeah, and just, like, showing the behind the scenes of, like, the entertainment industry and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's also elements of that in Father is Strange and Age of Youth.
Yes.
The second season.
Basically, anytime a normal person has to work at an entertainment agency, it's the best time to see how crazy this whole thing is.
Yeah, and to see the writers and directors, like, real opinions on celebrities.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then a little bit it reminded me of, like, 30 Rock, just because, like, the, like, behind-the-scenes aspect and, you know, 30 Rock's obviously not a rom-com, but...
I mean, you could argue there are comedy moments and romantic moments, but not a rom-com, yeah. I would say it definitely does have that workplace feel. Like, it definitely feels like a workplace where it's like, oh man, the newbie, I don't know if he can make it. Oh wait, he knows how to drive really well. Okay, I guess newbie will make it after all. Like, definitely there's lots more workplace elements than just, like, big fancy life of being a rich celebrity, you know? Which I appreciate. I enjoy that it's not the standard. She's so poor, he's so rich and a famous guy, and now they're in love. So this was nice. It was just like, you got a real good sense of just like what it's like to have to work in this agency, even.
Yeah. Yeah. If you have any thoughts on Shooting Stars that you'd like to share with us, please tweet at us at KDramaFirstLast, and then have a great day.